Welcome to Life Quest Liberty, live in-depth conversations with today's top writers, editors, and spiritual leaders concerning religious freedom around the world. On today's broadcast, we'll examine local and international factors that may be impacting your right to worship and obey God as your conscience dictates. I'm your Life Quest Liberty host, Charles Mills. Oil and water. You know what they say about those two elements mixing. Can the same be said about church and state? Or, okay, how about the State Department of our government creating a new task force to assure that the wants and needs of the church are protected? Have oil and water finally found a safe way to mix? Let's ask Lincoln Steed, editor of Liberty Magazine, that question. Lincoln, what are your thoughts?
Well, that was a very provocative come on. And now that we've got our audience thoroughly panicked,
yes.
The point is well taken. We don't want church and state mixing. Mm-hmm. But the good reality as far as the U.S. is that for quite some time, the United States has appointed an ambassador for religious freedom mm-hmm. with a lot of hoopla. Although I know, since I've been in contact with some of those ambassadors, the first one was Ambassador Seipel, a Baptist university professor and one-time head of World Vision, I think it was. Mm-hmm. I know that early on they didn't really have much clout in government. Mm-hmm. The current U.S. Ambassador for Religious Freedom is ex-Senator and ex-Governor Sam Brownback. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the difference now, that he's an ex-politico who knows how to use the engines of power and to use his relationship with the State Department. He reports to the Secretary of State, Pompeo. And, of course, for better or worse, President Trump may not be what we would call a religious person, but he has thrown himself in with the religious right and many of the religious leaders in this country, mostly Christian leaders, mm-hmm. and that could well be the problem. But I think all of this is conspired in the best sense to bring what was recently held by the State Department, the first ever, they call it the Ministerial for Religious Freedom, mm-hmm. where they invited in top government leaders, ministers of religion, and other NGO religious groups for 3 days of strategizing and sharing information on how to protect religious liberty, not just in the U.S., where goodness knows it needs protecting,
yes.
but throughout the entire world, where goodness knows persecution is increasing.
Well, now let me ask you, for our listeners' sake and for my sake as well, what needs protecting? Where do you see religious liberty in this country under fire? What's going on?
Well, what we're seeing in this country, and you'll hear it from me on this program, warning listeners,
yes.
you'll hear it from me a lot, in our present construct, a lot of what passes for religious freedom in the U.S. is religious entitlement for a majoritarian view.
Okay.
And in fact, it rides on the back of a long-standing view that this is a Christian nation, mm-hmm. which it might once have been demographically, but never was structurally. Mm-hmm. The government is not an overtly Christian government. You know, as a Christian, I could certainly hope and would be very comfortable if the leaders were all themselves dedicated Christians or indeed dedicated people of deep faith of any type.
Right.
I think that makes for better citizenry and more humane policies. But we don't want a state to be established to advance a particular religious viewpoint. You know, that's the worst mixture of church and state,
right.
where the state is using the bully pulpit and perhaps the bully billy.
Yeah, the bully billy, yes.
The knock on the head,
yes.
to force you into a form of religious observance. Mm-hmm. U.S. has never openly done that before the United States was a country. There's a checkered history of it. But what the U.S. toys with is crossing the line, a line demarked very clearly by the Constitution in the First Amendment that says Congress shall make no law establishing religion nor prevent the free exercise thereof. So out of the business. It's not to be normally in the business of religion. But the State Department, of course, is projecting American interests abroad
yes.
and speaking on behalf of America. So there's at least a chink in that separationist view, I think, to allow the State Department to encourage and sometimes maybe try to enforce
yes.
religious freedom in other countries. And I think the good part of this is if we're going to speak extra loudly, roaring like a dragon,
yes,
that sounds
yes.
sort of biblical, doesn't
yes, it? Does.
Roaring like a dragon, That does say the U.S. will do it at some point, by the way. Yeah. If we're going to do that about religious liberty internationally, then I think it will somewhat mean that we'll automatically try to fix our game here at home. So in that regard, it should be very good.
Now, you mentioned that these protections are there for the predominant religions. I have a feeling that your concern is not for the predominant religions. Your concern is for those religions who are in the shadows, or even those religions who aren't religions. That's where your compassion lies. Would I be right in saying that?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
We know at the same time this administration have been, let's just say, rigorous in their attitude toward Islamic countries and Islamic populations, and not particularly supportive of Islamic communities or religious communities in the U.S.
Right.
Maybe I should end there.
Yes.
And then I'll say that while they may not have done anything directly wrong, signals are thrown. The same sort of signals that have encouraged ultra-nationalists and or white supremacists and so on. Mm-hmm. I think some of those, let's hope inadvertently, are being signaled that this might just be the country for white Christians.
Yeah. Okay, let's take this down to the pew level. We're sitting in our small church in our small town. The State Department ministerial, what are they trying to do for me sitting in my pew in my little church on a nice Sabbath morning that I don't even know is a problem? What are they doing for me?
Remember, the Secretary of State is projecting the U.S. outward on behalf of the president. So the emphasis was looking to the world.
Mm.
There's some feedback, hopefully positive, to how we deal with religious liberty within the country.
Right.
But they made a comment that I thought was good. Vice President Pence, speaking at the event, quoted George Washington's letter to the Hebrews. America has always and will always lead the world by our example. He meant on religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador, said that religious liberty, and this is a quote from her, is an overlooked weapon in our modern arsenal of democracy. Mm-hmm. I don't really like the figures, but still, it's a good point.
Yeah.
And she says, I have seen over and over how peace and security are threatened by the denial of religious freedom.
Mm.
So they are seeing our security in the world at large being tied to the need to advance religious freedom and to protect those of different faiths around the world.
Mm. Okay. So my tax dollars at work to help protect my religious liberty. When the ministerial looks outward, like you say, into the world, what will they find is their number one task? Break this down for us. Let's say that you're sitting in a pew or on a bench or on the ground or in a cathedral someplace in a developed country or not developed country. What are they trying to do for that person?
That's what we're going to wait and see, because it's clear that this was great concepts and a lot of good vibes and, you know, no one's against religious liberty, so nobody got lectured or impounded or sanctioned on this. And it's good as far as it goes. One of the events that I attended, I didn't directly attend the ministerial. That was a limited invitation, and our church had two people there,
mm-hmm.
those that are designated to deal with Congress directly. But I attended one of the events that was held in conjunction with it. It was called Perspectives from the Vatican.
Mm.
And that was interesting. Newt Gingrich and his wife, the latest ambassadress to the Vatican, his wife Callista Gingrich, they were there, as were two previous U.S. ambassadors to the Vatican. And you haven't interrupted me, but you know what that means.
Yes.
This once Protestant country with a First Amendment that essentially mandates separation of church and state once found it unacceptable to have an ambassador relationship to the Vatican. I remember Nixon, President Nixon, tried it and couldn't get away with it. He just appointed a sort of an observer or a representative. But after that, it was Ronald Reagan who got away with it.
Yeah.
And now we accept it as a norm. So Callista and her two predecessors were there, and they spoke very well. You know, I'm not criticizing anything that was said. It was a great kumbaya moment, you know, wonderful feel-good that Roman Catholics are so integral. In fact, I think the Secretary of State, in reporting on the whole event, said that the role of the Pope is integral in protecting religious liberty. And that's practically true today, but very prophetically fraught.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So as I attended this event where a number of Catholics called out in the audience and said, this is wonderful, we're defending everybody, this sort of puts the lie to our reputation as a persecuting religion.
Yeah.
Well, good to be self-aware. And then someone else said, yes, our era has no rights view is not really what we're promoting now. Was once the view.
Yes.
And overall, I got sort of a little vague unease because they used keywords, common good. Then they said they didn't like people being told what to do by a country. They said religious liberty really has to be upheld by the logic of the community. And if it's logical, the community will support you. And I thought, well, plenty of communities don't see the logic of a minority faith view and then persecute them.
There's that greater good thing.
Yeah, the greater good. I don't really believe they thought through the logic of it. It sounded good that, yeah. In other words, intelligent, forward-looking peoples, of course, will support religious freedom. But intelligent people many times have seen a minority religion as distinctly unintelligent.
That's right.
Now, we've had a president that's not on religion, but has said someone is a very low intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Intelligence is not easily judged by another person, and particularly when you throw in faith parameters. So I see these little lurking problems on the periphery, even though everybody's speaking very well of religious freedom. And, you know, as a concluding statement, not knowing how many seconds we've got, but I want to endorse again the idea that it's great that the United States is reasserting a role in defending religious liberty. We want that. We will encourage them to continue it. But given that there's an entitlement aspect to everything that's going on now, I would raise the caution. Let's be careful that we don't disenfranchise any group, whether it's Muslims, who are a minority, but not a small minority. But what about others? Jehovah's Witnesses, Chaldean Christians. We might talk about that in another program.
Yes.
And so on. There are groups, you know, the Church of the... of the whatever, you know, you can make it can be the Church of the Hagerstown Fraternal Order.
That's right.
The United States has many and varied religions, and at different times, many of them have felt the frown of society and even of government regulations. We don't want that to come back again.
Oh, my. Well said by Lincoln Steed, editor of Liberty Magazine. We want to have religious freedom for everyone, even those without religion. Am I on the right track saying that?
Absolutely.
Okay. www.libertymagazine.org is the website. Check it out. You can read the articles. You can subscribe to Liberty Magazine. Also listen to these programs. Read Lincoln's blogs. Good stuff there waiting for you right there at libertymagazine.org. Until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Lincoln Steed inviting you to rest in the freedom of God's love. Goodbye, everyone. If you'd like more information about LifeQuest Liberty, call 443-391-7258 or email us through our website at libertymagazine.org. Join us again next week at this same time as we examine more of the threats and challenges facing your religious freedom. May God keep the flames of liberty burning in your heart today.